It's good to see all the doctors and the clinics and the hospitals back up to speed again and busy with the patients that are going in for regular maintenance. In the case of dentists, you know, the regular six-month checkups. I just had mine a week ago Monday, and I had to delay it 2 months because of the shutdown. They were only doing emergency work, and I was a little nervous. I didn't know how long it was going to be before I was able to actually have that appointment because, you know, it's all about making sure you maintain good health, and you want the doctor and the hygienist to be able to take a look at you every 6 months. It's very important. Joining me on the telephone right now to talk more about that is our friend Dr. Mike Milligan from Eastland Dental Center. They're back up to speed and bringing patients back. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing great, Mark. Thank you.
So you guys were down for 2 months. You didn't do anything but emergency work for 2 months, but that all changed here a little while ago, and you're bringing patients back for their checkups and their regular maintenance work and things like that.
Yeah, that whole backlog of people, you know, put their crowns in that they had their temporaries on for 2 months. I mean, felt terrible about it. And then the toothaches and the broken teeth and, you know, there was only so much there was only certain things we were supposed to do during that 2 months, but it's so good to be back in there seeing our patients and everything. You know, last week, The Economist expected the U.S. Department of Labor data for the month of May to show that the unemployed people, there'd be a lot more unemployed people, and it would raise the unemployment rate to 19.5%. But in fact, an additional 2.5 million people were employed, and the jobless rate declined to 13.3%. 1/10 of that increase, 10% of that increase, was due to dental offices. So a lot of the dental offices across the country went back to work in May, including us. And you know, we've never had so many people say they were glad to go to the dentist. It has been it's been great to get back in there, and they were glad just to see someone and socialize and get out of the, you know, the house, and or of course, you know, get their crown put on or their teeth cleaned or their broken tooth taken care of or that toothache that wasn't bad enough for us to see them, but it was nagging and get that handled. So yeah, it's been fun to see all the patients again and how happy they are to see somebody.
Dentists and barbers, Mike. Dentists and barbers accounting for a lot of that back-to-work number.
Yeah.
So now, even though you're back and working again and you've got your patients coming in for things other than emergency work, you are doing things a little bit differently because we still have a few restrictions. Why don't you run down, if a patient comes in or somebody's got an appointment, you know, what the protocols are?
Sure. You're going to see a few differences. We're out there disinfecting surfaces, countertops, and doorknobs and everything. In fact, we leave our front door open inside of our building there so people don't need to touch the doorknob. Of course, the screening questions that we ask day before you come in, and then also when you arrive, and then we take your temperature. I just walked into my physician's office about an hour ago, and they took my temperature. Well, we do that too, with a touch-free thermometer just pointed at your forehead, and we ask you to wear your mask to your appointment and do your social distancing. And then we've got some hand sanitizers that we didn't have before, those hands-free dispensers for patients in the front office, a couple of those. So we ask you to do that. We took out all the magazines and newspapers and children's books or toys, and don't want those because we don't want people touching them. Of course, we're washing our hands much more frequently than we used to. Not that we didn't quite dentists probably clean their hands more than anyone in the world, you know, but we're doing it even more frequently now. And we tell our patients as well as our staff, the main things is wash your hands frequently. Don't touch your eyes, nose, and mouth with unwashed hands. We've got new masks, different masks. While the COVID's there, the N95 or the KN95, or some of us are wearing level 3. I was actually getting a nosebleed with the KN95, so I had to go to the level 3 mask, and now I'm doing fine with that. It's amazing some of the things that you just can't do. Some staff get hot. You know, their natural body temperature is hotter than others. I'm always a little chilly, a little cold. But the ones that are warm, they're having trouble wearing their lab coats and then a disposable gown on top of that. So, you know, you do what you can. And we put a new washer and dryer in, so we're keeping all that laundry in office, the reusable, washable gowns and things that we have. Some of our staff are wearing face shields, and then the aerosol reduction. A lot of patients were able to use an isolite, which is a little instrument that's got a suction on it and a light in there, and it kind of props your mouth open for you. A lot of people love that. Some don't, so the ones that do, we use it for them, and that helps with any aerosol reduction. Now, next week, probably about Tuesday or so, we're going to get our foggers from and fog the office in the morning and in the evening, and then the treatment rooms in between patients with hypochlorous acid, so just to disinfect any aerosols and all. So, and then we have a little pre-rinse just before we start our procedure. We have you rinse with either 1% hydrogen peroxide or a 0.45% povidone iodine rinse, just to help decrease the bacterial load. And so those are some of the things that you'll notice that are a little differently when you go to ours or many of the dental offices that are doing the right things.
Yeah, I'll tell you one of the adjustments that my dental office has made, and that is when I went in for my checkup, of course, at the end of it, they clean my teeth. And usually there's some sort of electric toothbrush. I don't know what the technical term is for it, but this time they didn't use that.
The Cavitron.
Yeah, she manually took a toothbrush and brushed my teeth vigorously to clean and polish them so there wouldn't be any, you know, sometimes you get a little piece or two of things flying through the air, and they didn't want to do that, so she did it the old-fashioned way by hand.
Okay, yeah, she didn't even use her Profi cup on the handpiece then.
No spray, no rinsing with the spray or anything. She just gave me a cup of water to rinse myself.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So anything to reduce the aerosols, and our regular high volume suction that we've used for years and years and years, using that correctly, we reduce the aerosol about 95%. So we always have to about that level. But we're doing things to reduce it even more. One of the gurus, Dr. Gordon Christensen out of Utah, gurus for the last 40 years on disinfection and sterilization in dental offices and the personal protective equipment and all, he says, you have been and you continue to be safer going to a dentist, much safer going to a dentist than you are in a grocery store or a restaurant with all the things that we do in a dental office, have done and continue to do and even do better now with this. And so, I've thought that all, you know, as well, and totally believe that at this point too. Dentists are kind of germaphobes to start with, most of us, and so we're very careful about that.
All right, Mike, before we wrap it up, you've got a couple of websites that people may find interest in. Why don't you tell us about those, and we'll get things all tied together here.
Absolutely, Mark. Thank you. OralSystemicLink.net, OralSystemicLink.net is a site that I put up to educate healthcare providers and the public on how the mouth affects the body and how the body affects the mouth. I traveled all over the country shooting all kinds of videos about that, and that's up there for you to view. And then also our office website is eastlanddental.com, www.eastlanddental.com. Our phone number is 663-4711. So we're back at it and enjoying our patience and so happy to be back.
And you shot a 74 today, right, on the golf course?
I did. I got out first thing this morning. I was first off before I started working and shot on 74, which I was pleased with. With all this COVID and all the new office procedures, I have not been able to think or focus on my golf game at all, and it hasn't been very good. So that was probably the best ball striking round of the year so far. So hopefully I'm back on track with that as well.
Well, 74, you can't be disappointed with a 74.
I was very happy with that. My life's getting back on track here post-COVID.
All right, very good. Well, you're going to have two really nice days this weekend. Maybe you can get back out there and see if you can equal that. Mike, always a pleasure to talk to you. Hope to have you back in the studio here sometime soon. EastlandDental.com is the website. Again, the phone number is 663-4711. It's Dr. Mike Milligan from Eastland Dental on WJBC.